Bez Hashem, learning the Shemeshman Simon Amidal Sif Aleph Shin 105. We're discussing the Seder Hanochas HaParishas Betfilin, the order of the Parishas in the Tfilin. How do we place the Parishas in the Tfilin? Says the Mechaber here in Sif Aleph. Seder Hanochason Babatim. The way to place the Parishas in the Batim. After we discussed how the batim have to be intact, and if there is a tear, what passes it, what invalidates it. We have two main approaches. We have the Rashi and the Rama's approach, and then we have what's called Rabbeinu Tam's approach. It's not just Rashi and the Rambam, there's other as well. And he says like this, you begin Kadesh Mismol Hameniach Bebayis Achitzoy. You put Kaddish, Parshas Kaddish, on the left side, Hameniach Bebayis Achitzoy. And then you continue Va'acharov, and afterwards Kiviach Bebayis Sheni. You put Parsha Kiviach on the next Parsha, in the next Bayis. Mushma Bebayis Shlishi, Vayim Shmoy Bebayis Arvi, Shehu Bayis Achitzoy, and Liminoy. Which is the outer chamber on his right. I'm going to show you a picture right now over here. This is the order. So you have the small hameniach. Small hameniach. In other words, if you're looking at it from the back of the person's the back of his head. Let's say looking at the person's neck. So on his left is Kadesh, then to the right side is Vayu Kiviyacho, then Shema Vayim Shemaya. If you're looking at his face, so then the first one is Kadesh, Vayu Kiviyacho, Shema Vayim Shemaya. It's the same placement, depending on which way you look at the person. Okay? Now, Ulu Rabbeinu Tam, in the second line in the Mechaber, on page 116 in the Dershu edition, Babayis HaShlishi, you put Vayim Shemaya. Babayis Arviya, Shuachitzain, you put Shema. According to Rabbeinu Tam, in the third Bayis, you put Vayim Shemaya. In Bayis Arviya, Shuachitzain, you put Shema. Minhag Ha'olam ki Rashi v'Rambam. The Minhag Ha'olam is like Rashi and the Rambam. The Mishra says in the bottom line of the previous page, Seder HaNachoson Da. The Lekuli Almo, you have to know it. According to everyone, Im Hichlif Eza Parsha. Let's say you made a mistake and you put the Parsha in the wrong place. Now if you remember, we learned that at this stage, the Parshas are all wrapped up. It's wrapped with the Gidin, it's wrapped with the Klaf, another Gidin, and then if you want, you can sit like this, so you don't have to hurt your neck. You're good? Okay. And then it's, I'll say, squashed, and then you insert it. At that point in time, the person has to make sure he puts a sticky note, or however he organizes himself, that the parsha that he has in front of him is going to go in the right compartment. Now, I'm going to give a marshal for a second. I'm not saying it's the best marshal, but in the corner of my block, up on Bryn Mawr and Montgomery, there's a big power grid over there. Near that neighbor over there. Imagine someone who doesn't know what he's doing, opens it up, and starts reconnecting and disconnecting wires in the wrong places. I'd assume we're going to lose a lot of power. And who knows what's going to happen as well, right?
You're going to lose a neighbor, too.
You're going to lose a neighbor, too. Okay. So I just wanted to bring this as a marshal, because one might say, listen, you have the Dalai Parshas in the bottom. This makes a difference, you know. It's one away, one over. It makes a major difference. You're putting in the right place, you're connecting the right spiritual wires, or you're not. So he says, if you switch the parasha, and you put in the wrong compartment, psulin, it's possible. After the age, dala parashas, dala batim, even though you have four parashas and four batim. Because you can name nosan shtei parashas b'vayisechad, even more so, imagine this, you put two parashas accidentally in one compartment. Right? You see, there's so many details that we point out so many times that goes into doing this right, correctly. Then we said the placement is that you put kadesh mismol hameniach b'vayisechitzoin. So in other words, from the when you put in the tefillin shorosh on your head, if you're looking at the person's neck, at his back, so it's on his left. Kadesh is on the left. Okay. Ba'afilu min meniach hu iter azlinu basa yeminu smol da'alma. What if the person's a lefty? Does it change? The answer is no. It doesn't make a difference if a person's a righty or lefty. You start kadesh, va'yikiv yachal shema, and va'yim shemoya. That's according to Rashi and the Rambam. Ulu Rabbeinu Tam says the Mishmas of Katan Gimel. Kosu apoisim the gamre Rabbeinu Tam moide de beinon ksivoson kseider sheheng suvim b'toira. Rabbeinu Tam also agrees you have to write the parashas the way they're written in the Torah, in the order they're written in the Torah. However, when she says what the Arshu kadesh vaykiv yachu shema vayim shemoya. Elu de poliga Rashi, but Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. Le'inyan ha'nochosim abatim, in regards to placing him in the batim. V'alkein ha'reitz luchtoi tefillin nadas Rabbeinu Tam. One who wants to write tefillin according to Rabbeinu Tam. Yichtoi v'shal yad. You have to write the shal yad b'sheheim b'klaf echod. The shal yad is all in one klaf. First you write kadesh, then the parsha v'ayah kiviyacha. V'yaniach cholok. Leave a space. Leave a space, uvishel, and then you write vayim shemaya, v'yichlo shema, and then you write shema, v'achakach yitoyv, vayim shemaya. Then you write vayim shemaya, because you have to, Rabbeinu Tam also will say, you have to write the order in the parashiyas of the way they are in the Torah. Uvishel roish, yichlo vayim ba'arba klofen kaseh demamish. And by the shel roish, you write them on four separate parashiyas, four separate klaf, parchment, say the mamish, like they are written in the Torah. Then the sadrim babatim, then you place them in the compartments of the bais. First kadesh, then vaya kiviyacha, then vayim shemaya, and then shema. Okay. What's the psak halacha? The mechaber says we pass like Rashi in the Rambam, because we is Yosef v'shar chaynim dechein iker mechein iske magra b'biurai. Therefore, every single adult man over the age of 13 has an obligation to wear what we call tefillin, Rashi tefillin. It's referred to as Rashi. I don't know why it's referred to Rashi more than the Rambam, but it's referred to Rashi. Same opinion. Rashi and Rambam, same opinion. If a person gets up to Shemayim and they ask him, did you put on tefillin? And he says, yes. What about Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? He's not going to be asked that question. I believe Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal started wearing tefillin Rabbeinu Tam when he was 90 years old. When he was 90. 90 years old.
So he did tshuva, but why?
90 years old? You didn't do tshuva.
Why? I thought you did tshuva until the day you died.
One second. Let's go back. A person does not have to put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin.
No, but why did he?
Okay. It's a chumrah. It's not called doing tshuva.
He didn't do anything wrong. Thought it was the right thing, and people follow him.
Okay. My point is the opposite. One second. My point is the opposite. That it's interesting. I could say something into taking another direction.
Yes.
My point is that we have to wear Rashi tefillin. That's my point. If you don't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, that's okay.
But then why'd you bring the example with Rav Chaim Kanievsky?
I didn't say Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I said Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky.
Oh,
I didn't say Rav Chaim Kanievsky. We're a table away and we're not here yet. We're not getting the message yet. Okay. So that was my point. Yes, Rav Chmiel Yosef. I want to share with you a maisa. Maisa hoy kachoy. Happened to me. I went over to somebody in a polite way, what I think is polite, and I wanted to ask him if I could fix. You think it's polite? Thank you. If he, I wanted to ask him if I could fix his tefillin shel rosh. And he says to me, it's not his. He's borrowing it from someone else. Now, this was an average-sized person. The person he was borrowing it from was a massive human being. I mean, like, he makes me look tiny. Okay, I don't mean just like he's, you know, I mean like tall, broad. This man who he was borrowing the tefillin from, very large head. So I was a little confused because the man he was borrowing the tefillin from, he was wearing his tefillin. So what do you mean you're borrowing his tefillin? So here's an example of a person with good intentions. And I'll finish explaining in a second what's going on here. But unfortunately, if we don't learn Torah, we can cause a lot of problems. His heart's in the right place. He, the man himself, the owner of the tefillin, was wearing his Rashi tefillin. He figured, oh, this man came to shul. He didn't have tefillin. I will lend him my Rabbeinu Tam.
Ooh.
And therefore, he put on the tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. He looked at me like, I'm wearing it. It's not, you know, it's not mine. It's his. He made a bracha on him, his stomach. It's totally below the hairline. It was almost touching his nose, I'm saying. It was.
Wow.
You see what happens when we don't learn? He was wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, thinking, oh, it's tefillin. Not even realizing, it's as if he didn't put on the mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah. Bracha v'atala. All these problems. Okay, that's a little off topic, but we're on discussing Rabbeinu Tam. That's why I wanted to share with you this ma'isa. Ma'isa shoy kachoy. We go on to Siv Beis. Yirei Shemayim. Now, Yirei Shemayim, Yetzi the Shneim. You ask why did I said over Rabbi Yaakov put on tefillin when he was 90, right? So it says over here, Yirei Shemayim. Then we heard a ma'isa off the some of the recorders that the Gra told B'chaim Vlajan not to put on Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. Now look at the Mechari. It says Yirei Shemayim, Yetzi de Kulam. She made two pairs of tefillin and put on two pairs of tefillin at the same time. So if you call up the mechaber and you say, should I put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? He'll say, not only should put it on, ideally you should put it on the same time. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. And you have kavanah as follows. Have the following kavanah. The tefillin that I'm putting on, meaning the Rashi tefillin that I'm putting on, I'm coming to fulfill my obligation. The hashar and the other tefillin, they're like straps. Because there is enough room on a person's head to wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time. Obviously, they're not large tefillin. They're smaller tefillin. As well as on the arm, there's room on your arm to put on two pairs of tefillin at the same time. And sometimes, nobody in this community that I know puts on two tefillin at the same time. But there are people who do put on tefillin, two tefillin at the same time. We'll take questions in a second. What happens if you don't know exactly and you're not so good precisely to put the tefillin in the right exact spot if you put two of them on the same time? So then he says, Yeniach deveya echod, shel yad v'shel roish, v'yeniach acherim al smach bracha rishoyna. You put on first the first pair, meaning the Rashi, as explained in the next sentence, and then you put on afterwards Rabbeinu Tam. And that's what he says, v'yesh oyrim she'im lo yuchol aniach v'bas achas, yeniach shel Rashi v'yechavin aleim v'yu alav. The Shas Kriya Shema Tefila. You put on the Rashi Tefillin, and they should be worn when you're davening, and you say Shema and Shema Nesrei. The Achar Tefila Yaniach Shel Rabbeinu Tam B'Lay Bracha V'Yikru Behem Shema V'Yim Shema. And after davening, you put on Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. Years ago, I had a slave who told me that someone brought his Tefillin to check. So he says, okay, I checked your Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, but what about your Rashi? So what do you mean? I gave you my Rashi to check. He says, no. He gave him Rabbeinu Tam. The man thought he was wearing his Rashi, which was Rabbeinu Tam, and vice versa. So what is he making the bracha? He's making the bracha on the Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Well, So we want to make sure that we're not being machmir and brings out a kula, or not even worse than a kula, a problem, halachic problem. Okay, let's go here in Sif Kodin Hay. Yerei Shemaim Yetzei Deishneim, you put on two tefillin at the same time. V'hanoye kein l'anich shnei zugo is tefillin. One who has this custom put on two tefillin at the same time. Yenich shal rashi l'mata l'tzad p'tnim, upon him. V'shal rabbeinu tam l'mayla. So the rashi tefillin should be closer to your forehead. The rabbeinu tam tefillin should be above that. Right, is that clear? So in other words, the first one that you would meet from your forehead going up is the Rashi tefillin, and the one behind that is Rabbeinu Tam.
How do you get the Rabbeinu Tam over the Rashi? You know, like a box up there.
You have to practice the way to put it on. You practice. You know, I mean, for those who do it, right? He says, "V'chein kosav arizal shiachnis tchilu shel Rashi v'yamidim letzad hakosav." I'm sorry, you missed the line here. No, we didn't miss the line. And so too says the reason in regards to the Shetil and Shalyad. First, you put on the Rashi, like, closer first. Goes up the arm first, and then the Rabbeinu Tam afterwards. V'achareim shel Rabbeinu Tam letzad hayad. U'shneim al kiboyis, both have to be on the muscle. V'yanich b'roishoy shel Rashi l'mato v'shel Rabbeinu Tam yoyis l'mailo. And on your head, once again, the Arizal says you put the Rashi ones first, meaning closer down to your, we'll call it to your nose, and that it's what, one that meets your head first. And then Rabbeinu Tam higher above Shneim b'mokam haroy latfilin. And the point is to put in the place where you can put your tefillin. Now, where can you put your tefillin? So we learned in the Shulchan Aruch earlier in the Siman, I think it was Chav Zayin, that where the hairline starts, the original hairline, where it starts. Okay? So if you look at my head, you'll notice I have a receding hairline. Okay? But I'm putting my finger in the place where I know I used to have hair. This is where the placement of the tefillin shoresh begins. Below here, below this spot, one is not doing the mitzvah. Ad shemokim shetinik roifes, until the soft spot of the baby's head. So this is around approximately this area. So you definitely have, you see, you have room for two pairs of tefillin. Now, it has to be smaller pairs of tefillin. You can't have that regular size, you know, because then you're gonna be pushing, one's pushing the next out of the right spot, most probably.
Those small tefillin.
The Mishnah continues, says, Misha meniach tefillin shel yad shel das rabbeinu tam. The shayla is, can you mix and match? My shalyad, I'm wearing Rashi. Shalroish, I'm wearing Rabbeinu Tam, or vice versa. Says the Shus Yaakov, the ene yoytze alibot the kuli alma. He says nothing doing. You have to make sure if you're wearing Rashi tefillin, you have to be all Rashi, Rashi Rambam, tefillin, all Rashi Rambam, yad and roish. But not half and half. Al b'shasat chak mutal anichem kach dohal b'shasat chak yetsi yimaniach achas levat. Now he says b'shasat chak. If let's say for whatever reason, a person made a mistake and he gave a shalroish of the Rashi to be checked, and he thought he gave the Rabbeinu Tam roish, and he's me embarrassed. Let's say to daven in shul, when he doesn't have in front of other people, he doesn't have a shalroish on, so he could do that. B'shasat chak, he could do that. Why? Because the shalyad is a mitzvah by itself, and the shalroish is a mitzvah by itself. So that's why he says v'shasachak you could do that. Mikomokoyim lo yivarech al rakol oisoy she nichtivah al pi minagin kedas Rashi v'Rambam. However, only make the bracha on the one that's a Rashi one, right? Correct. You would let it be the shalyad or the shalroish, whatever the case might be. V'im shalroish nichtivah al pi das Rashi. If the shalroish was written according to Rashi, yesh aniach shalroish tchila. Put in the shalroish first. Why? Because that is, it's not really like first or second. That's really all you have. And when you take off the shalyad first. Totally backwards than what we do. Right? You have to be cognizant of that. Sif katan vav. The Mechaber told us that Yenir Shneim, put on both of them, Yachad, at the same time, Al Yad on the arm, Yavarech, Yadke, Mikabrocha, and tighten it, the Basachas, at the same time. So you're taking two Ritzuas, holding two Ritzuas at one time, making a Bracha, Lonir Tfilin, and then tightening at the same time going around. I do Nusacha, like this. That's why I went. You go like, many people go like this, right? You go like this probably. This way, you're making the bracha and the placing the both of them at the same time. So the bracha is going on both of them. Sivkot and Zayin. What's my kavana? We said in the Mechaber, you said the kavana is that my bracha should go on the one that is what? On the one that is for the Rashi, Minig Rashi. Because you can't have kavana. You can't have kavana both of them when you tighten it, that you're tightening both of them for the mitzvah of tefillin, because one of them is not tefillin. Now listen to this. This is what I thought Rabbi Yechmiel Yosef was going to say earlier. And it could be this is what the Gra meant. You know, at a different point also, when you mentioned that he told Rabbi Chaim Volozhin not to wear Tilner Rabbeinu Tam. Now look what he says. Oh, exactly. From Gedaliah was said Bal Toysef. The Yesh Bazem Mishum Bal Toysef Al Korpanim Midrabanan. There's a concern of a Bal Toysef over here. The Bach that the Yishunah brings down is actually a Sharetzian in the previous page, Sifkot Neches. The Bach Mashaduhu Baal Tezif Midoraisa. Well, the Tazim Machzah Shekel Akopanim Midrabanan. The very least, it's a problem with the Rabbanan or Baal Tezif. Meaning what? Let's just get this step over there because we're saying a lot of information here. The Mechaber just told us there's a Machlok is between Rashi and Tezif with the placing of the order of the Tefillin. We paskin like Rashi. That's step number one. Then in Sif Beis, Mechaber told us, Yerei Shemayim should do what? Should put on both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. Let's put the brakes on now. Because now, the Bach says, you put on two at the same time, you're transgressing Issur D'oraisa of Baal Tosef, adding on to the mitzvah. That's not what Hashem said to do. The Taz, the Machzis HaShekel, say, it might not be an Issur D'oraisa Baal Tosef, but it's definitely Issur D'rabbanan Baal Tosef. See, here what's going on. There's mamish a lot going on over here. It's not just, okay, you know what? I want to do another mitzvah. It's my birthday, and I want to thank Hashem for another year of life. I want to do another mitzvah. I'm going to put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Let's go slow. You have to ask your Shiloh first. According to the Bach, it's an Issur D'oraisa.
If you do the same time, he said.
Yeah.
But he's not saying it's an Issur D'oraisa if you do one after another.
I don't think so. Because we're discussing here the same time.
But he's saying you're adding, right? Aren't you adding in either event?
Now let's understand, why should we do, why should you put on Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam? Well, we have Yeshita of one Rishayim, the great Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Yaakov, right? Who says that this is the way to put on Tefillin. So, there is such a mindset and attitude which we can see across Halacha, that if you can fulfill both opinions, you should do so. We will stop here by Sifkot Nechetz. Mr. Shem, pick up. It's in Sif Aleph, Sif Beis rather continues on the same topic here. And we'll pick up from this by the next year, Mr. Shem.